It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
During the growing season, USDA releases a weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report, and that lasts from April to November. But once you get into December, January, and February and March, we start to see reports on a monthly basis. That report was released yesterday, and it brought us some news for winter wheat. We'll talk about it after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
U.S. winter wheat crop went into dormancy in pretty good shape. Some of the best that we've seen over the last couple decades, actually, as ratings were some of the highest we've seen. But this winter has started to cause a little bit of trouble for the wheat. Now, the last report we saw came out at the end of November when USDA stopped doing their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings reports. But right now, we're starting to see them come on a monthly basis. And the December report was released on Monday afternoon. And it shows a crop that is, starting to show some deterioration. Now, it's nothing out of normal that we see the crop deteriorate once it gets into dormancy, but we've saw some pretty big drops in this report. For Colorado, though, the crop actually improved by 2%, now rated at 70% good to excellent. Illinois' crop dropped 11%, now being rated at 69% good to excellent. Kansas' crop dropped 8% to 47% good to excellent. Montana improved, and then now it actually has some in the good to very good category, as it was up 3% to 42% good to excellent. Nebraska, that one dropped significantly, as it dropped 21% to now be 27% good to excellent. North Carolina also was a big drop. It dropped 10% to 73% good to excellent. Oklahoma deteriorated by 3% to 45% good to excellent. And South Dakota dropped 2% to 22% good to excellent. Texas does not report on a monthly basis. It'll start their report in a couple of weeks on a weekly basis. So overall, the wheat did see quite a drop as far as crop condition ratings are concerned. We'll see if this trend continues throughout the rest of the winter.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.